This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Go to pharmajanes.com for cannabis delivered.
Hey, everybody. We've got a guest this week. I'm very excited about it because he's a buddy of mine and a very funny stand-up comic. He's got a book coming out. He's got his own podcast. It's Jimmy Dore, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
All seven people.
Thank you very much.
Giving it up for you.
Please stop. Thank you. That's nice.
We didn't even have a conversation about how we're going to dress, but it seems like we're like,
Well, I wanted to wear...
coordinated.
I wanted to wear a suit coat. Well, a sport coat. This
isn't, sure.
This doesn't go to a suit. But I wanted to wear it because I was guessing that maybe I would be the first one to wear a sport coat on your show. But then you show up with the one on yourself, kind of.
I wear them sometimes. And, and Gaio had one on, of course.
Okay.
Very flashy sport coat. Greg Proops.
Oh, he always wears, coat. Sure.
But everybody else has been a total fucking slob.
I took a shower, the whole deal, Doug.
I try to split the difference. I'm wearing my washy-washy, happy-happy, smiley-smiley shirt. Because on cruise ships, they spray your hands when you come out of the buffet, and that's what they say to you is,
oh, really?
Washy-washy.
Happy-happy.
And then you put your hands out, and they spray them, and then you say happy-happy.
That's
smiley-smiley. It's so ridiculous.
No, but
now because I've done a few of those cruises, now I have friends all over the, country or the world who are like they'll come to my shows, and they'll yell out washy-washy.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because they're rock cruises, so the people are very. It's a very emotional cruise for the folks. It's really fun.
And why did they, when you come out of the buffet, they spray your hands?
Yeah, and going into it if you want.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. They're constantly trying to spray your hands. They're either selling you beer or spraying your hands. It's like all they want to do.
How much is someone shitting on the buffet food? Why would you need to do that?
I just think it's probably just better.
Like I can see before you go in, but after you come out.
I think it's for your own sake, because then you rub your hands together and what all that you've been touching the rails of the boat and stuff.
Okay.
There's a lot of touching shit. And everybody shakes my hand as they walk by me or high fives and all that. So I'm like so happy to see washy washy.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. I'm addicted to it. But let's get into you and what we're going to do today. We've smoked a lot together. You
sure,
sat in many
certainly.
Times with the marijuana logs.
You guys got me started on morning smoking.
That was our idea?
I was not a morning smoker until I did the first tour with you in upstate California in a mid-sized car.
When we went to Humboldt?
It was standard-sized, yes, when we went to Humboldt. Remember that?
Oh, that show was so fun.
That was great. Those were great times.
We did the marijuana logs in front of everyone got stoned out in the parking lot, and then, so did we.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us, in the green room, was literally the green room, because they gave us the biggest bud I've ever been given, just backstage at a show.
The first place we were going to do a show in Humboldt, we were afraid, we were like, can we drink? We wonder if we could drink, and they go, oh, there's some wine for you in the green room. We didn't know how to act around, we didn't know how crazy they were. So we go in the green room and there's a couple bottles of wine and these two big, huge bottles of nugs and pot and brownies. And
yeah,
I'm like, oh, everything's cool.
Really?
It's
yeah.
Okay. All right.
No, they were super into it. And then they remember also the venue was set up so that there was a kitchen in the back and
yes.
They made lasagna for everybody. Oh, 419. So we got 1 minute to
talk about we're going to smoke.
Well, we've smoked a lot together, and I don't know if we've ever discussed it, but you strike me as a sativa person because you're into ideas and being awake.
Like thinking.
Yeah. And so that's what I loaded all these up with. But if, you know, at some point you want to have some fun and hit the, the last time we had this indica, I said it wrong. I said Hirawana.
And how are you supposed to say
it's
it?
It's Hirawana, like heroin.
Yeah.
Like Hirawana, like it's that strong. But I think Hirawana sounds like a good sports, superhero, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
they should call heroin heroin, right? They should.
Why is the word hero in there? Is that what you're trying to say?
It's got to be. Somebody's a hero. when you get your fix, am I wrong? I don't know.
What do you want to do? You want to work up to one of these big contraptions? I brought this one in brand new from.
Let's work up to that one.
This is from.
Is there something already
in glass?
Is there something already packed in these pipes? This is the
team. We're all packed. We got to do it. Grab your lighter. Grab any pipe.
Is this yours?
Want.
This one.
You can do that one.
Okay.
It says my name on it, though. It's true.
Okay.
But yeah, let's do it. It's 420.
That looks like a kid's toy.
It's
That looks
crazy.
Like something maybe you would give my
Wish
dog.
Wish me luck. I did it.
Oh, that's tasty too. That's very tasty. This does look like a microphone. That's what I'm telling myself.
It is.
What it looks like. I don't want to think about the other thing it might look like. But
that's, you know, a lot of pipes are dick-like.
You said Engayo was here.
That.
You know.
This is, that would be Engayo.
Did his dick fall off when he was here?
This would be me over here, this little tiny, weird, fat one. this one's so cockish. Like, I rarely hit this one because it's so dick-like. This is like, I should just give this to the next bachelorette party that stumbles into one of my shows and ruins it.
Hard to ruin your show, Doug.
It's getting better all the time as far as, people at my shows and troublemakers, but there's always somebody. It's always somebody that gets real high, comes to the show, has two Long Island iced teas.
Uh-huh.
And then
it's the iced teas.
It totally is. It's always the booze.
It's not the weed.
But they're just, you know, especially if somebody's more of a weed person, they're not used to drinking. Comedy clubs hinge on the whole idea of drinking, so people get too fucked up. Like, theater shows are fun because there's less likely somebody to get drunk.
Yeah.
But there's still somebody that pulls it off.
There's still
somebody that has too much. But we got to get into what we're smoking here.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
People show up
people
drunk
show up
and
drunk.
Stuff. Yeah, like late shows on a Friday,
yeah.
You know. So the sativa that we've been smoking is called Candy Jack, and it's a... It's something that Leafly reviewers describe as a happy and creative flower. But they make some people particularly anxious and paranoid. So,
I think you got to be anxious and paranoid.
Good luck on the show. It showed it.
Yeah, it's now I'm going to be worried about that. I'm going to be paranoid about that. I might be paranoid. Did you ever get
some people freak out on here?
No.
A little bit, yeah. You can imagine how Todd Glass handles it.
So he probably just mellows.
Yeah,
is that what happened?
My God,
he just kind of calms down
so
and mellows.
Quiet
yeah,
and
you got to pull it out
all
of him.
His money.
Come on, Todd, say something. Can you say?
one of the reviews of this Candy Jack is that they say I was uplifted and markedly more jovial than before the bowl. So good for him. It made it more jovial. I think we smoke so much. I don't know if there's that drastic of a personality change.
I'm going to have to. No, it's more to me like a nice cup of coffee, you know? And especially if I haven't had my coffee, I certainly need
it. It makes you happy.
Yes.
Like, that's why, like, they should, instead of, it shouldn't be like a drug and there shouldn't be
I remember one time Brody Stevens said to me that he smokes pot just so he could read the newspaper, right? And because it kind of straightens things out for him. And that's how I feel. I don't feel that extreme about it, but it does, like, straighten shit out in my head. Like, I can, you know, I don't know how you wake up in the morning. Do you wake up smiling? I don't.
Oh. Wait, why?
I wake up, and first thing, it's always like, oh, fuck, I got shit, all that shit I didn't do, I got shit to do.
Oh,
fuck,
that's
fuck.
True. There is a lot of stuff that you have to do.
All that, you know. So, I don't know how we got off on
but
that.
But I'm generally pretty happy in the mornings.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's
a
tough time for me.
People don't get it. They're like, how could you be such a stoner and be so happy? And so, because I sleep well. I fucking
yeah.
I hit the pipe hard right before bed. And sleep a good hard 6 hours, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, you're not a teeth grinder.
I think I am that also, and I snore, and I... But anyway, let's get into your thing more.
No, you texted me to come do the show.
Uh-huh. What time was it?
It was before 9 a.m.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you, fucking showing off?
People are stunned by that.
You're trying to show off that I'm a stoner, and I'm up before 9 a.m. getting shit. That I'm booking shit. I'm not. You're not just drinking coffee and taking a dump.
But if I wasn't doing the show right now, I'd be taking a nap.
Well, you're supposed to take a nap.
The show keeps me up in the afternoons.
You're supposed to...
I can't go to sleep at 4:20, 4:22. You know, that's a perfect time to nap, you know, after you hit it. But you appear on television and on your show and stuff, but politics is a big part of your thing, your comedy, but also your...
Well, it's a big part of everyone's life. They just don't know it. You know, if you want to go see a doctor when you get sick, that's politics. You want the pothole fixed in front of your house, that's politics. You want to see a porno without rubbers, that's politics. Everything is fucking politics. The fact that we can sit here and do this without getting arrested right now, that's politics. So everything is politics. When people go, oh, I don't want to get political, you're fucking political, you don't even know it. So everybody is, right? So I just enjoy it more. I enjoy, like, talking about it.
Yeah, but you really get into it. Like, I enjoy the fact that, you know, people are listening or whatever, but I don't feel too compelled. Like, this is a great forum for me to say what my mind, but, like, in my stand-up, I'm just more, it's just sillier and less about, you know, maybe stuff that really matters. You know, it's talking dog jokes. But, you know, you have found a way to, you know, be angry about stuff, but also hilarious about it.
Thank you.
And you go on those talking head programs.
Right, right.
And argue with people about stuff. And are you high when you do that?
Sometimes. Yeah, definitely sometimes.
All
but,
right.
That's cool. It goes back and forth for me with the weed. Like, there was a time when I didn't want to get on stage or do anything without being high. And then it went the other way. Then I was like, oh, it just was kind of getting in my way a little bit because I can get there without it. That's which was kind of a bummer when I realized, like, oh, I don't need pot to be as funny as I want to be.
Yeah.
So I was like, so I stopped smoking before. So I still don't smoke before I go up on stage anymore. But I definitely do it before morning radio. I don't know how people do more.
Because that makes it more fun. I just don't do it anymore.
Morning radio?
Yeah. I mean, I have a few friends in radio that I love doing their shows.
Oh, okay.
But then I'm not looking for more to do. Because
Who is?
Even though I'm up early, I don't want to fucking go outside and then go somewhere and sit around and, you know, hear the local traffic. You know, while you're waiting.
That's great.
Thing.
I like to hear the weather
two times.
I don't
need to know about the traffic. I could be asleep in the hotel.
Don't you like to hear when, say, the traffic, I mean the time? Hey, it's 8:45, 15 minutes before 9, 15 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm sitting here with Doug Benson. Doug Benson's his poet. Stoner, how are you, Dougie?
I love that. Like, the almost like, just slip it in there and hope everybody's cool with it. Like, some shows just, like, they won't ask me about pot at all. And then other ones, they just go crazy with it. I was on TV one morning, and there's, like, this really serious-looking newsman was, like, interviewing me, and he's like, did you know that, and we were in Louisville, Kentucky, and he's like, did you know that marijuana is the number one cash crop of Kentucky?
was he
like,
bragging
Barry Bernson, yeah, go for it. Like, he was just like a newsman that was cool about pot, or at least just stating the facts, you know?
Kentucky, not as backwards as you would think. I was in, they had a sushi place. In Louisville. To me, that was like, oh, you guys, I didn't even know they would know about it. You know?
Is that how they like you to say it, Louisville?
How do you say it, Louisville?
I think it's Louisville.
Louisville. I like to say it, Louisville. I like to say however they don't want me to say it.
Any city I go to where I'm not sure about the pronunciation, it's just a fun game to say it on stage and get yelled at by the whole audience.
I like pretending that I don't know you're not supposed to say Frisco when I'm in San Francisco. That is the worst.
I used to go on stage.
It makes you cringe, right? I'm like, it's great to be in Frisco. I just love it up here in Frisco. And people are like, people go fucking crazy. I'm like, no, what do you mean? I love it.
That must be changing, though. Like, kids probably don't care. Teenagers probably don't care what you call it. You know what I mean?
I think people
Teenagers love having seven names
people like
for everything.
People like to correct you.
That's true.
People
that's
like to correct. Or if you get something, you know, I'll get a fact, like an inconsequential fact wrong in my act or something. And someone will go, you know, that's blah, blah, blah. I go, you know, this is a fucking comedy club, right? This isn't a fact. God damn it. It's okay.
Well, let me tell you about...
Tell me about it.
Marijuana. Apparently, this is an indica, Jimmy. Let's go to the weather.
Okay.
A relaxing indica strain that frees you from pain, stress, and boredom. So we might want to try that.
Mm.
It does have sleepy effects, though. And the guy, a review on Leafly said, your eyes get low, and I'm not sure as to how red, because I don't have a mirror near me. So this guy was doing pretty good when he wrote that review.
Yeah, he was doing great.
Yeah.
I don't have a mirror near me, and I really don't know how I could ever get one.
Yeah, or you know, or how to turn the thing on a computer so that it shows you a picture of yourself as you sit there. Yeah, PharmaJanes.com. Do we have some candies from them flying in? Grab those for me, will you, Jimmy? Or just let them put them down on the table. Our friends at PharmaJanes.com sent us some tasty items, some little chibochu, as Joey Diaz likes to call them. I think they're pretty intense. I think they even, oh man, the writing on the back's so small, I can't read that shit. But anyway, there's a hybrid, there's a sativa, all sorts of things. And do you know about PharmaJanes.com?
No, I feel like we're...
They're like, it's a delivery, internet delivery service for all things medical marijuana or regular, or just marijuana if you're in the right state.
They should go on Shark Tank.
You know,
try to get an investor.
I think, you know what? There's all the...
Because this feels like QVC a little.
All the populated businesses in Colorado are, you know, people are buying into them. They're buying stock in them.
Well,
I got a friend who just keeps recommending stocks that are like weed related, saying you should get some of this. And
you know, like
what?
Don't you want to open? I mean, those places are licensed to print money. They're like comedy clubs in the 80s, you know? You just open and people show up.
No, they line up.
Yes.
They line up to go in and buy.
So
the
what
weed.
Are we doing? Why don't we just open one, right? Are we stupid? Do you have to... Can't we?
That's why, right there, in a nutshell. We just want to write jokes and get mad about things.
I know. I know. I'm not... Organization is not my strength.
Yeti chews. That's what these are called? Yeti chews? Okay.
These are called Yeti
Chews?
Yeah,
they come in, like I was saying.
They're chews.
They got sativa ones, hybrid ones, or CBD.
They don't feel very, they don't feel very chewy. Like, they feel like, they don't feel like a taffy.
Maybe you just put it in your mouth and let it dissolve.
Yeah, it feels more like a brownie, like a...
Do you think these are each one, like you eat the whole thing, or you should take part of it? Four servings in one of these? Boy.
Really?
That's some strong shit.
I don't know, Doug. When was the last time you were really baked out of me? It's hard for me. I have such a nice tub. But this is good, whatever this is. What is this, a sativa?
I always feel great after this show because it's probably a more intense smoking than I would normally do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of smoking is just like in a circle with a bunch of people with different things passing around. I do a lot of that.
Now, how do you feel about the... I went through a period where I stopped sharing pipes because, you know, the flu, and I'm not going to get the flu shot. I'm one of those guys. And... Do you still? And then I went through a period where I didn't share. I brought my own, and then people think you're a dick. So I was like, "All right, I'll get the flu." You know what I mean?
There's this. You ever smoke with this guy? You know, burns all the everybody else's disease off before he does it again after he does it too. Usually.
You can't do that. You either take the goddamn pipe or you don't take the goddamn pipe. You can't fucking.
It's no problem. You know, it's just a thing I do.
Yeah,
I like it hot anyway when it goes in my mouth. I overdo it sometimes, burn my whole mouth. This is my third skin on my mouth.
I knew a guy in
high
school, he would ask you, you know, when you were a kid, people would do, hey, can I have a sip of your soda? Like, people don't do that as grown-ups. But when I was a kid, people would do that. Did they ever do that? People go, can sip of soda? I'm getting sidetracked. So, but he would go, can I have a sip? Sure. And then he would take it, and then he would like, but he wouldn't let it hit his leg. He'll go like that. And... At the time, I was like, what are you, too fucking good? This drink, you know,
right,
like
right.
that. But now, in retrospect, I'm like, I'm glad he didn't give me his fucking, right? Maybe right. I did
you a favor. That's why we have two mugs on this show.
Shows you why.
Yeah. We don't make you just come out and share my mug of water.
Thank you.
Is that your coffee over there?
Yes, it is. How do you feel about that, though, about the sharing of the pipe seal? Do you still risk it all the time?
Oh, all the time.
I know.
All the time. And I'll have a pretty miserable flu, like maybe once every year and a half, 2 years, you know? That's like where the whole time I'm like wishing that I just... You almost just know that night I didn't wash my hands at all, and I was, you know, meeting a lot of people and smoking with a lot of people, and I hope everybody's smoking with us because we're going to continue to get super high.
Yes.
Jimmy Dore is in Super High Me, the motion picture. Anyway, let's go to a break, and we'll be back with more.
There's breaks?
Yeah.
Hello. Simply put, there are just too many videos on our website. That's why we're going to permanently delete all videos from YouTube and start fresh with Jash. So who is Jash?
Jash.
Hey, I'm Chance, the rapper. I just got $5,000 to shoot a music video.
Introducing Chance the Ruthless, trips, rooms, and lucid. Dreams is lucid, loosely based on music. Swallow my mucus, hope your pussy get herpes in your ass.
Chance. I just was flipping through the Twitter questions, and I just noticed one from a person. I'm not even going to say who it's from, but it just says, why? W-H-Y.
I was afraid of that question.
Why?
You know what? I'm gonna pass.
Yeah, no, we don't have to answer that. We'll get to some real...
I say, why not?
We'll get to some real... Yeah.
Right back at you. How do you feel?
There you go.
How does that feel?
But you can't even be sure with this crowd if that was meant to be mean or... You know what I mean?
It seems...
Could just be more like...
I always take
why?
It mean. Yeah.
Why? Why?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
2,401 viewers are watching right now, so congratulations to number 01
for you know who you are
for being that one person over the top, because now I could say more than 2,400 people were watching the live stream.
Now you give out the actual numbers, like you don't lie.
They could be bringing me bullshit numbers.
Oh, okay.
No, but I think it's if you're watching it on the computer,
you can
see the number. I think, yeah,
yeah,
it might have gone up since then because it's been a few minutes.
Okay, might be up to 2,402. Hey, I'm Jimmy Dore. The morning.
People.
I'm here with Dougie Benson. Dougie, he's going to be playing the funny bone all weekend long.
Yeah.
You got that Graham Elwood with you this weekend?
No, not this weekend. He went to a surfing contest.
Oh, he's not doing that one man show anymore where he plays a cop.
No, that's digging deep.
That's digging
that
deep.
That reference right there.
Okay.
Listen,
Morning
Radio Guy, can you bring back Jimmy Dore?
You know what? I haven't seen him in a while. He woke up saying fuck to himself.
He's been a great guest so far on the show. I'd really like to.
Oh, hang on.
Really
let
like
me see
to
if
talk
I can get
to him again.
Hey, Doug, what's happening?
Do you ever work with the ventriloquist back in the day on the road?
Yes, for sure.
There was that one, David Strassman. His puppet would call me, and I'd have to say, Chuck, put David on the phone or whatever his name was. I think it was Chuck.
Those guys are a little...
Yeah, they are.
They're not... That's not just a trick they learn to make money. Like, they are little... The one guy...
Yeah, I mean,
I work with the guy,
a really weird thing to learn how to do. And if
who's the one?
It's got to be pretty hard, though, because wouldn't everybody do it all the time, you know?
No,
just,
it's
just
like
to distract somebody, like if you're playing tag or something?
No, I think it's like... First of all, a lot of them aren't that good.
Who?
The ventriloquist. A lot of them I see their
looks. Oh, yeah. But Dunham's good, isn't he? He jumps around with the different voices.
Yeah.
Quickly.
I think he's good. He's like the guy. Like everyone, they're like, oh, like when the other weirdos get together and they see him, they're like, oh.
But like Terry Fader, you could see him kind of just going blah, 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 the whole time. But it still is the way he's looking at the puppet, you really, you know. I went on that Paul Tompkins puppet thing where it's him and puppets behind a news desk and they all argue with each other.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I went on there, and it's like you really start fucking talking to the puppet and not the operator of the puppet.
Oh, I bet. Well, I work with that guy. Who was the black guy? Rodney? No. What was his name?
Rodney King?
No. I was going to say
which
Rodney
black
Allen
guy?
Rippey. What was the...
Willie Tyler and Lester.
Yeah. Right? So I was working with him in Vegas. Literally, this is a true story. He went on the radio to promote the shows we were doing, wherever we were working. And I happened to be in my car because I would get out of the hotel to go work out every day, want to get out of the hotel, right? And just happened to be at the same time, and I turned on the radio, and there was what's his name?
Willie Tyler Lester.
Well, Lester. I don't want to call Rodney Allen Rippey. Anyway, so there's Willie Tyler. And he's on. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what he's going to do. Because he's, you know, he just does it. He's just doing it. He's doing ventriloquism on the fucking radio. I'm like, why don't you just do magic? Are you shitting me? You're on the radio.
But and it's still fun to hear those two voices, though. Right?
It's
they have
not,
jokes, right?
No, you can't. The thing is that you're tricking us, right? But it's really, you can't.
But he brings in the puppet so that those morning people know which person they're talking to.
And he brings it in.
Yeah.
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 That's got to be.
That seems like the right way to do it.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Those guys. I worked with another guy who was a ventriloquist. His wife was also a ventriloquist. And they got divorced. And you want to know why? This all fucked up they are. Because,
why?
You ready for this? Because their puppets didn't get along. And I laughed when he said
the puppets
it.
Say the truth. The puppets
yes,
are the asshole
that's
side
it.
Of their brain
yes,
saying what they want to say.
Yes. That is not a disconnected part of them. That is them, right? It's just another side of them.
Yeah, they get to pretend like that Mel Gibson movie, The Beaver. He walks around and he starts throwing some real truth when he's talking through the beaver puppet.
See, that's when seeing movies is not good. When you see weird beaver movies. Hello.
It wasn't as bad as you'd think.
No?
The beaver. Yeah, it wasn't that bad. But let's get back to you, Jimmy. Jimmy Dore.
Okay.
Jimmy Dore on Twitter, just spelled D-O-R-E.
It's Jimmy _.
Oh, you had to do that?
Because there's a guy.
So
well, first,
sorry.
There's a kid in England or something who's Jimmy Dore.
Okay.
Scotland. Ireland.
All right.
And then I did someone's UK. Podcast, and I told him that, and then all these people were like, went after this guy. Fucking get your ass kicked. It's okay. Don't do that to the guy. He can have his. He got it. He beat me to it. It's his Twitter. He can have it.
People
okay.
can pile on pretty hard.
Oh, people were. I was like, don't do that. Don't do that. It's okay.
Yeah, it's hard to.
I try to do Jimmy Dore comedy, but then that takes up too many characters, and you can't ever say shit.
Sure.
Right? Am I right
what?
About that?
Like takes I tried up to, characters?
Doesn't that count? Doesn't
no,
your name?
No, your name isn't part of it.
Your name is not part of it?
Mm-mm. It's just next to it.
I'm looking
some
for the
some people
crew.
Type their own name into
I appreciate the crew.
Some people type their own.
I appreciate you holding that shit in. Any and all information you have, I appreciate you taking. Not just leaving me hanging.
I was telling you.
Like, what are they fucking...
I have the answer.
Like, they work in the light booth on their off days, right? Do you ever try to ask a light guy to hey or a sound guy on stage, Steph? They never fucking talk back to you, right? Am I wrong about this?
What do you mean, talk back to
like you?
You
go, hey, can...
They're very professional, you mean? Or they just
no, if you
don't
act,
respond?
Don't respond. That's
right.
What I mean.
I get when I get that sometimes, yes.
All the time. Like never, no matter where it is. Cruise ship,
say that
Vegas, clubs.
I can't say it all the time. There's some really
even
good
even at the fake
there's
gallery.
There's some good ones.
Paul Kozlowski won't talk to me.
There's some good ones. Do you ever use this stuff, tincture? Do we ever put that
Ooh,
in your drink
watch
ever?
Your mouth.
Yeah, right?
It's, no, that's private.
Okay.
What is it, tincture?
Tincture, yeah, it's just, you know, so, you put some drops into your
Does that go
your
by tincture?
No. That's not how it's administered. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
But, no, it's, I just put it in my drink, and it makes your drink taste like marijuana. I don't know how high it gets you, but...
Tastes like marijuana? I don't know if I'm going to enjoy that.
It's, you know, it's interesting.
How do you like it? Of course you do,
it's
right?
It's like...
Because you're compromised.
It's like They'll kombucha that went bad. Or should I say went good, depending on how you feel about kombucha.
What is kombucha?
It's that drink that's got, like, sewage in it. It's got, like... it's got like, so it's got, like, river sludge in it.
How much of this do you put in?
That's enough. It's a good amount.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, just taste it. It's different. I like to, you know, try things on here.
So, like, Doug, when you were talking about that, you said that I like to talk about politics. Like, I like to talk about the kind of politics that always confounds me. Like, my brother, right? Mm-hmm. He's one of these guys. He's angry at poor people. You know what I'm talking about? He's like, oh,
because they're living on the dole.
Yeah, everybody on welfare is a big scammer. I'm like, oh, that's quite a scam they're pulling. They,
right,
they
rigged, then you break it down for them.
They rigged it so that the poorest people in the state. Oh, those fat cats at the bottom. Oh, I'm so fucking angry. So that's the kind of shit that I like to talk about, man. That's what's fascinating to me, that kind of stuff, you know? Or mm-hmm. you find a gay Republican. That kind of thing fascinates me, right? Somebody told me, they go, well, gay people are Republicans because they really like the tax breaks that they get. And I'm like, because they're really... That's like a black guy being in the Klan because he owns a white sheet factory, right? You know, he's like, you know they're going to kill you, right? Yeah, but I'm making so much money. Doug, come on.
Just black do some little. More bits. I'm just going to sit here and watch you.
Doug, sometimes I get...
That was awesome. That was great. You just...
Oh, now you're mocking me.
I'm not mocking you. It's just... I can't do that. I'm not good at it.
But you're
good at it. No, you got it in there. Plus, also, you're high, and you know you knew all that stuff.
Well, I just like to give people...
It's smart humor.
...an idea. Because when people... Because whenever I hear they say, oh, he's a political comedian, like... That turns me off. Like, I don't want to see that
right,
guy.
Right, right. Yeah.
So I've been fighting that the whole time.
At.
So like, I checked the guy go, it's, no, I don't come up there and go, hey, how about that Speaker of the House? What the fuck's with her? But, you know, I talk about shit that Matt, you know, like that I find interesting like that. So I just want to let people know that. And that's why I did that. And I apologize. I know it was kind of
the Speaker of the House, though, is a man.
It is a guy, John Boehner.
Yeah.
It's good.
You flipped
good.
Back to a Pelosi, I guess, when you were.
Yeah, because I had a guy say that to me one time. He came up. He goes, why don't you do more jokes about the, swear to God. He goes, why don't you go do more jokes about the Speaker of the House? Just, I go, okay, that's what I'll do. And then, you know, then you can fucking pay my mortgage because I'll never get another job again. People go,
have you seen that Pelosi comedian?
Nobody walks.
What's his beef with her?
Nobody walks up going, thank God he did more. I wish he would have done more fucking Speaker of the House jokes, that guy. We could have just.
But that's it's easy, though. You follow politics closely enough that it's easy to get too
wonky
into stuff that the audience doesn't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but that's why I make sure I don't. That's what, you know, I talk about pot or gay marriage or what have you, what I just did. That bit that you're still upset that I snuck
I just
in.
Want them to make it. I just want them to make it legal for me to marry pot. That's all I want.
I think it is.
Seems,
I think it
seems
is already
reasonable.
Legal. It seems pretty. It seems. I think that's already happening in parts of the state.
There's that girl that married a roller coaster. Somewhere.
That's gonna be quite a marriage.
That was probably in the south. Yeah. Right. Do you like roll joints and blunts and stuff, or
no.
do you just
I've
use
never,
pipes all the time?
I have a. I can roll it with a machine, you know, that does it.
Uh-huh.
And then people go, wow, how'd you do that? I go, machine. But I can't ever do it.
But that's still a skill, the machine. It's not like you put in one end and it pops out the other all
there
rolled
are, there
up.
There is technique. But
yeah.
I can't do this. Can you do this? I mean, not
I can
literally.
Do this.
All right,
if you hum a few bars. What? Tell us about your origins of, we're finally getting to his high history.
My high history.
How you got started smoking pot? Like, was it a two-step thing? Was there a break in between the first two times?
I think it was you and Tony Kameen made me start. That's how it happened. Forced me. Bullied. You bullied me.
But that was into morning smoking.
I smoked once when I was a little kid, like in seventh grade, and then I never smoked again until I was... you know, like when I was in high school and college, I looked down my nose at pot smokers. I was, you know, but I was, in the meantime, I was getting hammered. You know, I was one of those guys. I know, I'm a reformed, right? I came around. So then when I was like 28 years old, the hangovers, I was like, how do fucking people do this? I can't do this anymore. And so then my friend gave me a pot cookie, and that was, I don't know, to this day, it might be the best time I ever had in my life. And I was like, this is unbelievable. It was like a whole new world opened up to me. And I became a different person, I think. Certainly, I became fucking funnier. Helped my career, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we weren't really friends before you tried pot. I knew you, and we'd run into each other a couple times. But afterwards, it's been smooth sailing for me. I always have a good time smoking with you and going out to the house and seeing the dog and the wife and everything.
Oh. Yeah. We got another dog, Brownie.
Oh, Jesus.
We got another dog. Name is Brownie.
Does it also have a fun voice that you pretend to?
It's very close to the old dog's voice. It's hard to come up with another dog voice. He has more of an accent, but because he's a Chihuahua, he's from Mexico.
You should bring in a pro like John DiMaggio or somebody to do a dog's voice for you.
Okay. Okay, I will.
Do you have a like most famous person you've ever smoked with story?
Oh, let me think about that. All right, can I get back to you on that?
Yeah,
the most famous person I've ever smoked with.
You can think about it a while.
Okay.
Yeah. Mine. What have we decided mine was? I guess it's still Tommy Chong, and Tommy Chong's is the Beatles. So good luck, Jimmy.
Yeah, he got me there. I would say Tommy Chong. I opened for him one time in Ventura. That was a fun crowd.
And you smoked together?
Yeah. He signed my one-hitter. It was really nice. And one time the cops, did I ever tell you that? I told you that story.
Did the cops pull you over and it said Tommy Chong on it,
no.
So they let you go?
When the but weird, they would put him in jail. That time the cops came into my apartment. Do you remember that? So I thought that they were coming for me, and the cops had...
They had the wrong apartment?
And I thought that I see... Rich Braun was with me, and he opens the door, and he goes, there's a bunch of cops coming down. And I was like, fuck, they're coming for me because I'm smoking pot, you know? So I freaked out. I was a real rookie smoker, and I threw it out my... So I went to my kitchen window, and I threw all my pipes out and all the pot. I just bought some sweet... Well, anyway, threw it out, you know, and then I come back down, and then... I realized that they're not come. The cops don't ever come. They never come. And I'm like, oh, fuck. They went to someone else's apartment. I was like, oh, I'm high. I'm paranoid. I thought they were coming for me. So I go down to get my weed, and there's two cops standing underneath my window with my pipes and weed in there. And my window's like flapping, you know, the screen. And they go, do you know who lives there? And I go, nope. And I turn around, and because they were covering the back, and it turned out I ended up throwing pot right at cops' heads.
Yeah.
And so they come in my apartment, and they go, hey, can we see your window? I go, oh, it's me. It's my window. And so they're going to arrest me. And this is, I go, I just tried to pull, because I...
For battery and not for possession.
Because Todd Glass had set up a benefit show for these cops in Hollywood. So I just pulled that out of my ass. I go, hey, do you guys know Todd Glass? Do you know anybody was at the holiday, at the Christmas party? And they go, I wasn't at the Christmas party. There's like eight cops in my fucking living room, and none of them were at the Christmas party. And I'm like, oh, you're kidding me. And then one guy, like this guy, he was like 6'6", black guy, and he sticks his head in. He had to duck in to get in. And he goes, I remember that dude. And I was like, oh, I love you. And so then they were going to be nice to me. So then they go, okay, well, come out to my... And they had he had my one-hitter in his hand that was signed by Tommy Chong. And he goes, we'll come out to the car. We're going to give you a ticket, and we're going to take your pot. And I really wanted that one-hitter. It was signed by Tommy Chong. I was like, that's signed by Tommy Chong. Can I just have it?
Yeah.
So on my way to the car, I think to myself, oh, I know what I'll say. I'll say that if they bust me, I won't be able to do USO shows anymore, which I'd never done a USO show up at that point. And I go, hey, I won't be able to do USO shows. It'll really fuck me up. And the guy goes, oh. So he goes over and he talks to his partner, and he comes back and he goes, listen, I can't just say I found this. You know, I have to report this. And I go, you can just, you know, do whatever you want. And he walks back over and he comes back and he goes, all right, here, take it. And he goes, but dump this out. And I go, okay. And I start to dump it out. He goes, not there. So then I start to dump it out in the grass. He goes, not in the grass. I go, where do you want me to dump it? I'm high. And he goes, dump it in the curb. So I dump it in the curb. And he goes, now, when I come, if I come back around here in 10 minutes, I don't want to see you out here picking that up. I go, hold on. Because I already have it picked up in 10 minutes. Right? So we went back out and we picked it up right away. So the moral of the story is I threw pot at cops' heads and I got it back. And that's was a nice story.
That's a story of human strength and endurance and
you know,
fortitude.
Stick-to-itiveness, too. I'd like to think I did that.
You just never know in those situations which way things are going to blow, and you just kind of always hope for the best and that it's not going to be terrible and you know...
It sucks that anybody's incarcerated for even attempted attempting to throw a bong at a police officer. you should be able to do that. But we'll be right back. We've got a little bit more left. We'll see you in a little bit.
Josh. I'm Eddie Pepitone, and congratulations, you've met me.
Hit me, Folklore.
Once there was a man who got so high he dressed as a waiter and then stood naked in a field screaming, I am here to serve!
I was just telling Jimmy during the break about getting Doug with high live. We did it at Largo 3 times with me and 5 guests just smoking, hitting a vaporizer bag continuously almost. And it's really fun. We're going to try to do another one soon. We're hoping like sometime this summer to do one. That's something you wouldn't be afraid to do, right? Smoke in front of an audience and just
no,
fuck around?
Not at all. Come on, Doug.
You want to do this thing?
I would love to.
Try this big thing, and then we've got a special surprise for you.
Oh, are you going to bring out my 8th grade teacher? So I can punch him?
The Jimmy Dore Show is available on iTunes and the Young Turks Network and JimmyDoreComedy.com. And his book, Your Country Is Just Not That Into You, is coming out in July.
Yes.
That's nice. Oh, and I got a correction on that. This isn't a Yeti from PharmaJanes.com. This is a Bigfoot Squatch. Squatch.
Okay.
I like that word.
So what do you used to
say there should be a Bigfoot network, and their slogan could be Squatch What Happens. That's my kind of comedy. Very political.
Now, have you said that joke before?
Yeah. See, that's how bad I am at working it in. I had to make up the name of one of these chews just to get Sasquatch brought up. Oh, wait a second.
Oh, yeah, you better make sure.
Oh, that's nice.
Doug Benson is the host of the Benson... What is your show called? Do you do the interruption anymore? Of the Benson interruption. And getting Doug with high.
I interrupt movies, I interrupt stand-up, I'll interrupt a lovemaking session. If someone would like me to do that in their home, I'll just come in and tell them what they're doing wrong.
Now, how many of those calls you get a year?
So I just put it out there just now. I just had the idea.
Planting seeds?
Just wanted to try it.
Sure, planting seeds.
I love this thing. It's good, right?
It worked for me.
Yeah.
It was all right.
You want to try to finish it off?
Yeah, certainly. Now, is this the Haro in?
No, it can't be. I don't think we smoked the Haro in at all.
Oh.
I think that's still more of the sativa, the candy.
Well, I can
What's
certainly...
What's it called? Candy Jack. All right.
I could certainly see why people. I think I want to get this.
You like that one?
Yes.
Maybe we'll just let you take it home, or maybe our friends at Chameleon Glass would send you one. Would you?
I would
bring it on one of your shows or something.
If nominated, I will accept.
All right. You have to watch a magic trick here really quick.
Okay.
That's how we like to end every show with our friend Gabe. So here he comes.
Hey, Jimmy.
How's it going? Is there
Good.
A lot of talking in this trick?
No.
Okay, I'll do my plugs. I'll be at Helium Comedy Club in Philly tomorrow night.
Memorize it. Show it to this camera.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm doing a...
Of course, come on. Is this a trick?
It is a trick.
Benson movie interruption of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh!
That's part of it, don't worry.
Is it?
No.
Mrs. Doubtfire, I'm going to interrupt.
Is he nervous?
Would it be impressive if I could make
Littleton,
your card
Colorado. Yes.
Between these two kings?
Sunday night. Sorry.
In between the two kings?
It would be impressive. Oh, come on. Now you're doing jokes.
Whoa. What's happening?
Oh, Nelly! Get my ball!
Look at that. It got in there somehow.
That is amazing. Now, that's magic.
Are you being sarcastic or you really like that?
You know I like close-up magic. I like impressions and close-up magic. Those are the two things.
He really just said to me, you know I like close-up magic.
I can't believe I didn't have you on the show sooner.
Come on.
Because of it.
Who doesn't like close-up magic?
I'm sorry, I was trying to do my plugs, but there was some talking in there that needed to be heard. So, Mother's Day, I'm going to interrupt this movie, Mrs. Doubtfire. You've heard of that
film? I'm familiar with Scott, that Robin and Williams in there.
Mm-hmm. And they're making Mrs. Doubtfire 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
Thank God.
So I'm finally going to tear into it.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe try to stop it from happening.
You know, he has to spend 8 hours in makeup every day. It really is a cat's an endurance.
Oh, no, morning radio guy is back. That'd be the worst bipolar disease ever if you were half this and half that other guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe I am.
That'd be a... What?
Maybe I am. Bipolar.
I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at Comedy Works in Denver next Tuesday, and then another one at the House of Blues in San Diego on Wednesday, July 23rd. Kickoff Comic-Con with me. All of my dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. Jimmy Dore, I think you performed admirably today.
Oh, Doug, thank you very much. This was
a
blast.
Look at that. He's going after the big pipe again one more time. I could finish something, too. Episode will be a couple minutes over, but, you know, it's cool. Where do you got to be? Where you got to go somewhere or something?
Nope. I just got nothing to do. What about you?
I just need some washy-washy. See you next Wednesday.
Go to PharmaJanes.com for cannabis delivered.